Jack, have you been told or warned that communicating with the earthly plane may become harder for you over the next 5 or 10 years?
Yes, of course.
And are you allowed to share what was said to you about on that subject?
Yes, well, they told us that with the continued depletion in vibrations between the earth and the spirit dimension, by destroying the earth's ecosystem, and also by helping to destroy it by bombs and such as this, because it depletes the earth's ecosystem, the vibration will become so intolerable that the two vibrations won't be able to subsist in co-harmony together. Is that what you wanted me to say?
No, but that's what I thought you might say.
Well, that's what they told me.
Yeah. No, it's not what I want, obviously.
Well, what do you want then?
I want it not to be that way, but I thought you would say that, yeah.
Well, that's the whole and soul of it, isn't it? Mm. I wouldn't be honest, Jack, if I told you a lie, would I?
No, I didn't want to lie. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I think, but...
To put no finer point on it, unless you... Good people make people aware, you see, that the dangers of what could happen. We're all buggered.
Do you think sharing this new, well, it's new to us, new aspect of the environmental destruction via a website or to the world would be seen as alarmist?
Well, so it may be, but sometimes you need to take the appropriate action. At the right time.
I agree.
It's no good hindsight, is it, when it's all too late?
I agree. Okay, I just wanted to ask that.
Sometimes you've got to shake people to the core and make them realise.
Yeah.
And what happened in North Korea with them setting off a nuclear weapon underground, that's obviously had a
yes, effect. Of course, a drastic effect.
Right.
So, maybe if you speak nicely, Mitchell, to Victor, he might write an article for that psychic newspaper.
Oh, yes. I'll do that, Jack. I'll do that, yes.
Jack, does this mean that the individual vibrations of people on the earth are dropping as well?
Yes, of course they are.
So, can individuals compensate for this through spiritual action, or is this something that's...
Well, yes, to an extent you can be... He's going to need a lot of work, I can tell you.
Mm-hmm. That's because the average person is more and more cut off from nature and cut off from the spirit world, is that
yes.
What you're saying?
Yes, that's why it's so important to get out to the masses.
Mm-hmm. What about people who are still living close to nature? Are they affected by this as well?
Yes, everybody is affected. Nobody can hide behind anything, you see, my dear. Everybody suffers. If one suffers, everybody suffers. One bad thought, and it creates a negative energy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jack, do you say that those in power, civil powers at the moment, like America, and obviously with what's happening in Korea, etc., is there any foresight of those individuals? I mean, are can we not blame those individuals, but certainly... If there was a shift in thinking, if we had someone, for example, in the US that was like Al Gore, who's obviously global warming is at the primary of his, with his belief. If we had someone like those types of individuals, could we make more drastic change?
Yes, of course.
But sorry, the question was, well, is that likely to happen?
Well, let me tell you this. Wouldn't it be nice if we could get them all in here, these few people here in the sales room, and say, look, don't you realise what's happening?
So the thing is, I think even if you did with certain individuals, like I suppose the sceptics, I really think that their lack of caring, obviously because of what they're doing, it's greed and power, and I'd like to think that might have an effect.
You touch one notable person and they stand up and proclaim, then it will have an effect on the others, mark my words. Mm-hmm. That's why you all need to be as highly profile as what you can. Mm. It's no good hiding behind the curtains and saying, well, maybe tomorrow we tell the world. Mm-hmm. You've got to do it there.
And obviously we'll be getting assistance to get those right individuals.
Yes, of course, we can do as much as what we can. Mm-hmm. But as someone said recently, I think it was one of you good people, you can knock at the door, but sometimes you've got to turn the handle and push the door ajar.
Yeah, you do. And when it opens easily, then you know you're in the right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that maybe we should bring this evening to an end now.
Okay,
okay.
It's a couple of things I'd like to do before we close. So, before you put the coming head song on, if you'd be kind enough to put that type to say goodbye song on so I can finish up doing what I wanted to do. And then, of course, bring the coming head song on and we'll bring the young fella out to trance.
Jack, can I just ask, are you going to levitate the chair?
Yes, I might well do.
So
so everybody keep your toes in.
Yeah.
Camilla,
I'm whistling. That noise.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'll see you all. I'll see you all again soon.
Cheers.
And Victor, my friend.
Yes.
I trust you'll put my voice on your website, won't you?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Thank you.
Not that one.
Nope. Red light coming on.
Closing prayer.
Sorry, Russian. Would you?
Thank you, Great Spirit, for the messages and the love you brought this evening. Thank you for keeping David safe and allowing us to take photographs and the airport and all the other wonderful things you brought to us this evening. Till the next time we meet, we send our love to you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
It's brand new.
Are you alright?
Yes.
Yes. You didn't do it an hour ago.
Keep on feeling his ankles and tickle them.
Yes, good.
It's still going.
Yeah, I was checking that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, ouch.